in a series called Love or Silence. But here's the message title today, only about 10 minutes. I know it's hard to believe, but I have no more than 10 minutes. It is what it is. How can I love God? We've given two messages on God loves us from Malachi. He screams it, gives His Son to us on the cross. And yet we still say, why did God let this happen to me? And we silence His love. You don't have a thing to do with your breathing. You don't have a thing to do with growing up here in America. You don't. You're blessed is what you are. And God says, I love you! And He screams it to us. You mean me, a sinner? Even you, boy, a sinner boy. Amen. God loves us. So here's the question. How can I love Him? That's a good question. I mean, it's one of those mysterious questions, really. How can I love God? Well, it's found right in the book of Malachi. The same book we've been talking, last book in the Old Testament. And we're going to unpack it real quick for you. But before we do that, Jesus said this to the rich young ruler who thought he had done all he could do and all that mess, remember? He said, this is what you do. Say it with me. Thou shalt what? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind or your strength, that's written as well. And then it goes on to say, and love your neighbor as yourself. But we're not talking about the neighbor right now. We're talking about how do I love God? How can I love God? How can I love God? There's a lot of mistakes out there that people are making. Maybe if I give Him some money, amen, say. Maybe if I run around the church house, He'll see me. Is that how we do it? Is that how we do it? Why don't we go to the Bible instead of trying to make up some mess? How about that? Amen? See what the Bible says. You say you love me. You say you love me. God says you love me. You say you love me. You say you love me. Here's how you love God. Does God need a card from you, yes or no? No. Does God need a box of chocolates? No. Does God need your money? No. God's God, you ain't, and I ain't. You think God really needs anything, yes or no? Say, no. So how do you, boy, that's rough, ain't it? It's hard to buy for somebody who don't need nothing, ain't it? Say, how many ever had that problem before? I mean, you just don't know what to do. What do you get them? They got everything. Well, if that could ever be said about anybody, that's God. So how do you love me? You say you love me? Then here you go. Book of Malachi. Number one, God says, say it with me. God says what? One more time. That's how you love God. You honor Him. Scripture. A son honors his father. A servant, his master. If I then be your father, God says, where's my honor? Where's my honor? Where's my reverence? Where's my respect? Where's my hush your mouth and just do it like I said do it? Say, instead of getting it your way all the time, yes or no? You wouldn't do that to your master? Honor me. Where is my fear? The word is reverence. Where's my respect? And by the way, honestly, if you have this in your marriage, it'll also transform your marriage. If you honor each other, respect each other. Isn't that amazing? We're made in the image of God and we want the same thing He wants. Isn't that funny? Yes or no? Says the Lord of hosts, O priest that despise my name. You say, wherein have we despised your name? Well, the bottom line is, listen, we can say we're honoring Him all day long. But if you're not honoring Him and you're not doing what pleases Him or what He says and you don't respect Him, you can call it whatever, but He calls it just dead old religion. You hear me? Yes or no? Honor me like a servant does a master. Honor me that way. Respect me. This is how you love me. Did we get number one? Let's go on to number two. Say this one with me. God says, hang on, say it with me. Give me your best. Give me your best sacrifice. I'm going to give God the leftovers. I'm going to give God a little bit. You know I don't harp on money here at Fellowship Church. This place is a miracle. You'd think the only way we'd get everything we got is I'd harp all the time or guilt you into it or promise you we're going to heal everybody for you. We don't do that here. Did you know that? Say. We love you, we pray for you, but we try to tell you the truth. Amen. Okay? God wants us to give to Him cheerfully. He wants us to offer to Him good things. You hear me or not? Not leftovers. Sunday's the first day of the week. Well, I'll go if maybe I feel like it. How about tell yourself you feel like it? How about that? Amen. Say. Amen or oh me. Say. You ever gone to work when you didn't feel like it and you told yourself, I feel like it? That's yes or no? Amen. Say. You offer polluted bread upon the altar. God's talking to priests. And you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. God's work doesn't really matter. This is fine. This is good enough. Piddly. This is how you love the Lord. You can't buy God's love. No, that's crazy. That's why the TV preachers got it all wrong. You give, give, give. You get your miracle. No, you give, give, give. They're going to get an airplane. Did you figure that math out? Yes or no? Excuse me. Amen? If that bothers you, fine. Doesn't bother me. I grew up in the country. If you offer the blind for sacrifice, is that not evil? They offered old blind lambs to the Lord, these priests were. If you offer the lame and sick, is that not evil? Come on. Offer it now unto the governor. See if he'll like it. See if he'll appreciate it. Give that to the special guest that comes to your house. God says, give me your best sacrifice. Amen? Yes or no? Are we learning how we love the Lord? Yes or no? How do I? Oh, I honor Him. I give Him my best sacrifice. Let's look at another one. God says, say this one with me. Be a godly example to others. It's funny. He don't get nothing out of that. And quite frankly, He don't get a whole lot out of your giving. Other people get that. Other people are getting served by your giving and doing. Isn't that funny how He is? You want to give to me? You want to love me? Give to others. Be a godly example. The law of truth was in His mouth, and iniquity was not found in His lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did not turn many away, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips, say it with me, should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. God says, be godly. This is how you love me. This ain't how you get my love back. I love you, period. But live for me. Do right. Say that with me. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. Do the right. You mean God? I'm showing you I love you when I do the right thing? Yes. Because inside of us, there's something that wants to do the wrong thing. Got to keep moving. Say this one with me. Here's how we show God we love Him. Right from the Bible. Right from Malachi. Say that one with me. Treat people. You mean I'm supposed to treat people equally and fairly? Absolutely. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as you've not kept my ways. But you've been what? You've been partial in my law and the way you treat different folk. I love what my daughter says. When Jesus says love all people, He didn't stutter. That's what my daughter says. He didn't stutter. The church has favorite groups of people that sin that we love to hate. But it's funny, we don't hate ourselves when we go doing some crap, do we? Say. Isn't that funny how that works? Say, yes or no? Say. And if we're not doing something, we're so apt to look down on other people. God says, shame on you. Shame on you. You say you love me and you talk like that. Because I certainly don't think that way, God says. We're all sinners. Say that with me. And we all need to be saved. Say that with me. We all need to be. Amen. If you were drowning and like four of them, I don't need to be saved. I'm drowning. I don't believe you'd do that, would you? But with God, we think, I'm okay, I'm good. That's dishonoring to the Lord. To think that I'm throwing out you a lifeline and you look in my face and say, no, I don't need your son, Jesus. That's pathetic. That's hard, guys. Tough preaching, ain't it? Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created every one of us? Why do we deal treacherously, horrible word? You don't see it very often in the Bible. Every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers. We're one blood. And it takes one blood to save us. Jesus' blood. That's it. You must have Him. Number five, how do I love God? Wow, it looks like I'm loving other people, and it seems like it's getting like some confusing. No, it ain't confusing at all. God says, this is exactly how you show me you love me. By loving other people, by treating people right. Ooh, look at this one. You mean I show God I love Him. Say by this one. Go ahead. Do what? Be what? To your what? You can say you love the Lord all day long. If you cheat on your husband or your wife, you're a liar. You quote me. And you might not like me today. I could really give a rip. I care more about your wife or your husband. You hear me? Yes or no? God says when you cheat on one another and you break that covenant, listen. Don't you even come to me and act like you're loving me. Because that one you've hurt is coming to me with her heart broken or his heart broken while you do your thing. That's tough preaching, ain't it? But isn't that good to know, though? Isn't that more reason for us to love our wife and to love our husband? To think that when I'm doing that, God, I'm loving you. Isn't that the positive of that message? Say yes or no. I like it. That's how I want to be treated as a husband. How about you guys? Yes or no? Why? Is that how you want to be treated? Isn't that pretty nice? Guess who else wants to be treated that way? God. And this you've done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears and weeping and crying, in so much that He regards not the offering anymore and doesn't receive it with goodwill at your hand. Are you kidding me? Keep your tears, God says. You say, where? Why come? Because I've been witness between you and the wife of your youth. I've been witness to you that have dealt treacherously. There's that dirty word, ugly word. I'm telling you. Yet is she thy companion and the wife of your covenant. Amen? This ain't stuff I'm making up. I ain't smart enough to make this stuff up. Likewise, husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together for the grace of life, that your prayers be not what? Ooh, there's a connection between my love for my wife or love for my husband and him hearing my prayers. Oh, absolutely. It has to do with, do you love me? Here's one. Look at this. Look at that. We say it around here. Right in Malachi. Say it with me. Give what? To the Lord. Amen. Look at Malachi. Will a man rob God? You've robbed me. But you say, where have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse, God says. You've robbed me. You can rob some people. You robbed me, you got some problems. Even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that they may be meat in my house. And prove me now therewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on your life, that there won't be a room enough to receive it. Who would raise a hand and say, Pastor Gary, I am so blessed. I got more than I ever need. If I had nothing else, I'm good. Let me see some hands in the house. Can we thank the Lord? Come on, I am so blessed. I'm so blessed. Amen. So, every man, here's the verse that I think of often when we take an offering run. Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not how? Grudgingly or of what? Necessity, but God loves a what? He don't want you to give sad, mad. He wants you to give glad. If you can't give glad, then keep it till you get over your sad and mad. And the last one is this. How do you love me? God says, say it with me. Have a what? You're picking on me. You know how that must sound to God? Why did you let this happen to me? You know how that must sound to Him? You don't love me. You know how that must sound to Him? God says, please don't. You're not showing me love when you're an ingrate. You've said it's vain to serve God. What profit is it that we've kept His ordinance, that we've walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? It just ain't worth it. God says, be grateful. I'll close with this scripture over in John. This then is the message which we've heard of Him, and we declare it unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no what? Darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him, and we walk in darkness, we lie and don't do the truth. But if we walk in the light, say it with me, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hope you got a little clue on how you love God right from the Bible. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come out. Woo! I was long, though. We got...